Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Welcome back to Bowerly and Bellavia. Now, if you were at work, which most of you probably were at, driving home in your vehicles, you're thinking to yourself, David, what did I miss today? Well, this is your opportunity to get caught up on everything that happened in the world, Buffalo, and beyond right now. Let's go around the world. First of all, Brendan Keeney had a story about Chuck Schumer. We love Chuck Schumer. He came to Buffalo today, and Chuck Schumer was in Buffalo. I'm trying for the life of me to understand how many times can he say the word hypersonic in one press. There's a defense contractor. We want their hypersonic technology. Very important stuff. We're very proud to have this company in Western New York, of course, the jobs it provides. They do great stuff for national security. But Chuck Schumer had this to say.
Chuck Schumer was in town this morning to receive a tour of the Kubrick facility on Genesee Street near the airport, as he's calling on the DOD to make the company the national epicenter of hypersonic systems development.
China.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you are playing the drinking game, not in your vehicle, of course, you're at home, you will take a shot every time Senator Schumer says hypersonic. All right, you ready? Here we go.
And Russia are developing these right now. And I hate to say this, but when it comes to hypersonics, China's ahead of us. That means they can put at risk certain military facilities that we have throughout the world quicker than we can defend them and quicker than we could go after theirs.
Schumer says Kubrick is the only place in the nation that can test hypersonic technology to the level it can, and that increased federal investment in the facility will be a nice boost for the Western New York economy.
Once hypersonics really takes off, so to speak, the number of jobs could go up significantly if we become a center of hypersonic research, hypersonic materials, hypersonic buildings.
Do you have a feeling that he has no idea what the hell hypersonic is? Someone needs to tell Schumer what, you know, if you consider the fact that we could all be hypersonic. I believe it was Oasis that had the song Supersonic. We could be the hypersonic, supersonic center of hypersonic development, hypersonic research, hypersonic food, hypersonic the hedgehog, hyper Seattle supersonic.
There's much more, including the full press conference on our website.
Oh, you want to tune into that full press conference. Hey, Paladino, nothing like a good old-fashioned Paladino goose pile. Democrats love that. Sean Ryan held a press conference. Really rare to see an elected official that is asking people to not frequent a Buffalo business. Don't do work, don't do business with Carl Paladino, because Carl Paladino committed a sin today. And who knows more about sin than elected officials in Albany? Carl Paladino, there was a press conference of the NAACP, the Western New York Council of Muslims, a bishop, a reverend from the economic development, I don't even know what he does. And there was another legislator there, Sean Ryan, assemblyman. Now, he works in Albany, represents the people of Buffalo. Sean Ryan is upset. Now, work with me. Sean Ryan is upset that Carl Paladino forwarded an email that he did not comment on, but he forwarded an email to his private group of people who I only suspect go on his email to hear from Carl Paladino. But it's an email about Paris, France, and Sean Ryan is upset that it is angered people of New Zealand because of the recent mosque shootings. So once again, an Albany politician is holding a press conference in Buffalo because he's upset that Carl Paladino forwarded an email about Paris because it's insensitive to New Zealand. My brain is full. I can't take this anymore. What are you talking about? Well, why don't you listen to what's going on? Here's what Sean Ryan had to say.
Organizations like Kaleida Health, who gave Carol Paladino's Ellicott Development the contract to redevelop the Children's Hospital site. Kaleida serves our whole community, but when they enter into a contract with somebody who spreads hate and bigotry, it makes you wonder why.
Makes you wonder what's really going on with Kaleida. You know what? Sean Ryan wants no one to go to any Kaleida Health Hospital because they do business with Carl Paladino. If you're having a stroke or in need of a heart surgery, no. Check out which one of these hospitals has done work with Carl Paladino before you have your heart worked on, before you have any emergency care done. You have to ask the following questions, according to Sean Ryan. A, do you have the medical facilities to treat my ailment? And B, have you ever worked with Carl Paladino in any way, shape, or form? I will not allow you to cut my heart open unless I know you don't have hate in your own heart, sir.
Groups like Buffalo Place, who present themselves as being open and supportive to the whole community, need to ask the question, why do they have Carl Paladino on their board?
I mean, it's really unprecedented to have an elected official screaming, because, you know, the last thing Buffalo needs is development, right? Why would you actually want a guy who's dedicated his life to building downtown Buffalo up? Yeah, let's do that. And what are the sins that Carl committed? Is he running for governor? Is he running for Congress? Is he running for anything? No, what Carl did is Carl forwarded an email about Paris, France, and Sean Ryan is holding a press conference in Buffalo. Albany politician upset about Paris because it upsets New Zealand. Sean Ryan, you need to worry about getting communion in a church that doesn't kick you out. That's what you need to do there, bud. That's the Catholic. You're the Catholic Democrat who supports abortion in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth trimester. You're the Catholic Democrat who supports all the different things. You know, what? You look at marriage the same way the Pope does, right? You look at the way the Catholic Church looks at abortion the same way that the Pope looks at that, right? Oh, wait, what? No, they don't? You don't? Oh, I see. What is going on, by the way? I need Bishop Malone in here again. What is the point of I'm not a Catholic, but why isn't the Catholic Church excommunicating people that claim to be Catholic but don't agree with any of the tenets of the Catholic Church? Why are you Catholic? What is the point of being Catholic if you disagree with everything the Catholic Church stands for? I'm just curious. But that has nothing to do with it. But Carl Paladino forwarded an email about Paris, France, and Sean Ryan wasn't having it.
When I was first elected, I inherited a lease in an office that was owned by Ellicott Development and Carl Paladino. But as Mr. Paladino's vitriol heated up, I made it my business to get out of that lease.
What I'm curious is, when did Sean Ryan, look up real quick when Sean Ryan got elected and he inherited that building. Was that after the horse porn video or before? I think it was after, right? So this is a guy who sent a regrettable video again to his friends and, you know, out of taste, bad context, whatever. You're going to judge a man by a sense of humor, whatever it is, right? But you knew that. But now he's forwarding. Again, if Sean Ryan, you don't want to be a friend with Carl, don't open his emails. It's not like Carl Paladino is taking his buildings and putting video on his billboard saying, everyone, read this email. If you're on the 190 right now, look to your left and see my email from, you know, World Net Daily. He's not even doing that. He's sending it to people. Carl Paladino has every right to send whatever the hell email he wants to. And by the way, Carl Paladino has done more for Buffalo, New York than Sean Ryan can in four lifetimes. Is Buffalo in the financial situation where you could take developers and say, no, thank you? We only want progressive, rich developers. We're only looking for the Mark Rich class of developer. We only want the Clinton-supporting, Obama-supporting developer. Or do you want money? Do you want people? Do you care who's coming to Buffalo? The very argument, by the way, is that immigrants add so much to our community. Again, he's talking about what's happening in Paris, France, not Buffalo, New York. But let's just go along that line that immigrants add culture, diversity, all these wonderful things, right? Well, I'll have you know that telling someone that their business is not welcome in your city because of their ideology is akin to telling someone you don't want them living in their city because of their ethnicity. There is their ethnicity, their religion, their suspected sexuality, and their ideology all protected by the U.S. Constitution. So you can't say that a person isn't allowed to share his own thoughts or the thoughts of other people on his personal email, but he has to pay the consequences. But if an immigrant comes over and says, hey, I believe that Jews have horns on their head, or I believe that Israel doesn't belong in the Gaza Golan area, or I believe that gays should be stoned to death. Well, guess what? As long as they don't act on that, they can believe that. Is it repugnant? Sure, it's repugnant. Should we embrace it? Of course not. Who are you to judge? Sean Ryan is now the moral arbiter of ideas and thoughts and everything else. The very argument is this man is sharing his ideas, sharing emails with people that have subscribed to his email, the mass emails that Carl Paladino sends out. You don't agree with it, Sean? Shut your mouth, because you know what you just made people do in this audience? In audiences, everyone wants to check out what Carl says next. You probably just gave him another 20,000 people that want to see what Carl has to say. If you just would have shut up, no one would have even paid attention to it. It's so stupid. And I don't believe that Sean Ryan really talks like this.
Because I could not support giving taxpayer dollars to fund Carl Paladino and his hate machine.
Carl Paladino's hate machine. Well, Carl Paladino responded, and Carl Paladino had this to say.
What he said in his emails does not represent the city of good neighbors.
No, it actually represents what's happening in Paris, France, but that's neither here nor there. Here's what Carl Paladino had to say.
He's got a bone to pick with us because we knocked down a couple of houses on Delavan Avenue, okay, that he thought shouldn't have been knocked down without his permission.
Don't you love it? As if you thought, did you really think, though, that Carl Paladino was not going to respond? Did Sean Ryan think he was going to hold a press conference with Carl Paladino and Carl's going to be like, you got me, Sean. That's it. You want this fight with Carl Paladino over his private emails that he's sending to people that are subscribing to his little network. Let him. That's offensive to you? It's offensive that he's forwarding emails? Sean Ryan, any person over 70 years of age is forwarding emails left and right. I get emails all the time from my relatives over 70. They don't know what the hell they're sending. They really don't. They send jokes. They're off color. They're this. They're that. They're emails. If Carl Paladino's putting them on a building, if Carl Paladino was saying, hey, everyone, let's all kick out people from Yemen from the city of Buffalo, then you got an argument. But you're asking for businesses not to engage with Carl Paladino because he's sharing someone else's thought on his personal email. And oh, by the way, those personal thoughts have to do with foreign policy in Paris. And you're outraged because of what happened in New Zealand. How about you focus on your district, Sean Ryan? How about you focus on your constituents? And how about you focus on Albany? Don't be concerned about Paris. Don't be concerned about New Zealand. You're going to have to run for Congress to get that. And looking at your numbers, I don't think that's going to be a worry of yours. There's a story out of the New York Post. A stylish lady makes her clothing out of Wegmans plastic bags. Hold on. Greece, New York. You know where that is, right? Right outside of, it's towards Rochester, Greece, New York. Upstate New York woman. This is the New York Post. She's been knitting suits made of 300-plus plastic bags. You know what this is? This is a middle finger right to Mark Poloncarz. That's what she's doing.
Doesn't surprise me. It's a West Sider.
Don't take my single-use plastic bags. I'm making clothing out of my plastic bags. What's her name? Ferrigno? She's 75. Rose?
No.
Rose Ferrigno is 75 years of age. She knitted a tote made from a red, white, and blue plastic bag from a JCPenney bag that started her to braid a purse from the brown and green Wegmans shopping bag. And now she is making her clothing out of plastic bags. Villain or hero? I'll have you know, she's doing the right thing. She is not using them as single-use plastic bags. So we heard from Schumer, who is talking about... this is also happening. I don't know if you know this, but Mark Poloncarz wrote a book, 192 pages, and his book has to do with the insider information on what's going on in the Buffalo Bills lease negotiations, We had Stefan Mihailu in studio, but here's what Mihailu said earlier to our own WBN newsroom.
It's highly unusual for a sitting county executive to be sitting on private insider information and then bring that out 2 months before Election Day to personally profit from it.
Oh, man. Boy, let me just tell you, as far as like on a scale of 1 to 10 in the wheelhouse of Mihailu, this thing, Policar's Mr. Magood right off a steel beam into the steel trap of Stefan Mihailu. But let's hear from what Policar's had to say. Mihailu added on to this.
Whether or not he received in advance, is he getting paid in the future? Is he divulging private discussions with the Bills in New York State for personal profit and personal gain? It's very clear Mark Policar's is going to profit personally from this book, whether it's payment in the future or monies that he's received already.
Hey, that's what Mihailu had to say. Now, Mark Policar's responded with this comment.
There's nothing that prohibits me from writing a book.
Except for the ethics charter and the own law that you stated, right? Because you stated in your own platform, Erie County Charter says that you can have full-time have to work for the county as county executive. You worked so hard to get yourself a pay raise because you need that money. I mean, we have to pay you for everything you do for us. And now you've got a book on the side. People would argue that that's in violation of your own ethics rules. But let's hear what Policar's went on to say.
There's really nothing that prohibits elected officials from having other jobs such that others have.
Okay, with the exception of your own. Matter of fact, let's just read aloud, should we? We have the ethics right here. I had to reach into the side desk here. Let's actually read aloud from the charter. This is one of the first policies. Prohibited activities. No elected official, county officer, or employee shall directly or indirectly solicit any gift or accept or receive any gift. It goes on to say, and I read, disclose confidential information acquired by him in the course of his official duties. Well, if you're giving us the inside scoop, that's from the title of your book, Mark. The inside scoop, you could say you disclose that. Receive or enter into any agreement, express or implied, for compensation for services to be rendered in relation to any matter before any county agency by which he is an officer, member, or employee. By the way, that should be he or she, Mark Policar. It's not just he. Very sexist. Or any county agency in which he exercises administrative discretion or to which he has the power to appoint any member, officer, or employee. And again, receive or enter into any agreement, express or implied, for compensation for services to be rendered in relation to any matter before any agency or county wherein his compensation is to be dependent, contingent upon any action by such agency with respect to such matter, provided that the paragraph. The point is, it's black and white. It's actually his own signature deal. He made this deal. He or she, according to the Executive Branch Charter Article 3, he or she shall devote his or her whole time to the duties of his or her office and shall hold no other public office except as provided in Section 307 hereforth, and outside jobs, income related to your county duties are prohibited.
The comptroller actually owns a media company, Profit Media. It's still an active company. Nobody's criticizing him over that because he can do that.
Well, actually, he can't do that, and that's one of the reasons why Stefan Mihailu came on this program and said he doesn't do that. But that's neither here nor there. Let's hear more from Mark Policar.
It's an election year. It's a political year, and that's why this is coming out.
That's why the book's coming out? Is that what you're doing? You're circumventing campaign finance law by putting the book out? I don't understand. Why is this so important that it's coming out now, Mark? Is it because it's an election year? So many questions. And by the way, what are the Bills to say about this? You think Pegula is really happy that Policar's is taking credit for the lease deal? Meanwhile, Nixon Peabody's like, hey, man, you paid us $400,000 to negotiate this thing. Last payment was made in December of 2018. $400,000. What did they do for that $400,000? I think you actually 001, your first executive edict was to give Nixon Peabody the ability to negotiate this lease deal?
The negotiations that went on and the problems. Most people don't realize, but the negotiations broke down multiple times, including after we announced we had a deal. Nobody knows that.
Why didn't you tell us that? What do you mean nobody knows that? Nobody knows that we actually don't have a football team, that it's just a hologram. So much more. We'll get back to it. Stay with us. Bowerly Bellevue. Bowerly and Bellavia. Here's a cue I love. This is teachers in, I think they're in North Carolina, but here's Scott Goldberg from ABC News.
Teachers are asking for changes after they were shot and injured during an active shooter drill. I'm Scott Goldberg, ABC News. That story's coming up.
I want that story desperately. What the hell happened there? Active shooter drill. The teachers were shot during an active, that is a drill. That's not a drill. What is going on in here, man? Oh, that is just horrible. They shot. Wait, I got to hear this again. This is the craziest story I've ever heard. Could you please find that? Teachers were shot during an active shooter drill. Oh, do we have it? Oh, here it is. Is this it? This is it. Awesome. Here we go. Educators. This is the Alice drill. Law enforcement officers were playing the role of a school shooter in New Jersey, according to the Daily Record, when their union says they were told not to talk about it. Some of them were shot execution style with pellet guns, causing welts and bleeding.
This is a so-called Alice drill, with a law enforcement officer playing the role of a school shooter and pointing a gun at exposed teachers.
Bang, bang. Bang.
That was
bang.
In New Jersey, recorded by the Daily Record. During a similar drill at an elementary school in Indiana, teachers say they actually were shot, execution style, with pellet guns causing welts and bleeding. Then their union says they were told not to talk about it. Now the union's asking state lawmakers to prohibit shooting teachers with ammo during drills. The sheriff's office that was involved says it'll stop using pellet guns. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
So your teachers are being shot execution style with pellet guns, and the sheriff's response is, hey, we'll stop using the pellets. What? What? That's the drill? Oh, Phil Kennedy. Curse you. Unreal, man. Come in here and turn that filter on. That is just ridiculous. Anyway, here we are talking about school shootings. Hey, John Hickenlooper. You know who John Hickenlooper is? He's running for president. He did a town hall meeting yesterday, and this story came out. You know, break the ice. Introduce yourself to the American people. Here's what he said.
We're back with Governor John Hickenlooper for a CNN Democratic presidential town hall. We have one more audience question, but before we get to that, we've been looking at your memoir, and you have a lot of interesting stories in that book. One of them is about the time you went to see an X-rated movie with your mother. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you so much for that question.
Anytime.
I thought it was better to write a book to let people really see who you were and the dumb things you did as well as the smart things.
And where is that on the spectrum? That's
on the dumb side.
Okay.
I was the youngest of four, and as I said, my dad died right after I turned eight, and my mother and I had a pretty tempestuous relationship. She was just the most amazing person. And I went off to college, and for the first time, she was alone in the house. And I didn't realize how powerful that was until I got home at Thanksgiving. And I promised, I called a friend in Philadelphia, and these were, I didn't know what an X movie was. We thought it was a little naughty, but we didn't think it was that bad.
So wait, first of all, you came home on Thanksgiving leave, and your friend wanted to take you to a porn theater? Like, there's so many questions that are asked here. Like, and then you're like, Mom, come see Deep Throat with me at a porn theater. I don't know, man. But it got even zanier. I don't know if it gets zanier than taking your mom to an X-rated film. But here was Dana Bash with John Hickenlooper talking about John Hickenlooper's very serious medical condition.
I have another question I think the audience is going to be very interested in, which I find fascinating. You suffer from a medical condition that makes it difficult to recognize or remember people's faces. You are a politician.
And before that, a restaurateur.
And before a restaurateur. And you were introduced to your now wife four times before you remembered who she is.
I'm out of here.
Hi, I'm Dana. No, I'm just kidding. How do you deal with this?
Well, it turns out there is a medical condition and really a spectrum. And some people can look at 150 people in a video and remember every face and tell you, if you show them, you know, 5 minutes later, a different picture of one person, they'll tell you exactly where they were. I'm the opposite. And I think in a way it's been a blessing. You know, I'm also moderately dyslexic, so I was a slow reader, always behind in college.
He then proceeded to take a question from a plant, literally a potted plant. You fuzzy guy, go ahead, ask your question. Hey, there's a Tonya Harding controversy going on in the U.S. Figure skating world. They've had some controversy in the last couple of weeks here, but this one, Alex Stone, this is crazy.
Mariah Bell is a 22-year-old American figure skater being accused of deliberately kicking 16-year-old South Korean skater Lim Yoon-soo during a warm-up at the World Figure Skating Championships. Lim was cut in the calf with the blade of Bell's skate. The agency representing the Korean skater has asked that a formal complaint be filed. Both women train under the same coach in L.A. Lim's agency claims Bell has been bullying Lim for months, but the International Skating Union says there is no evidence that Bell intended any harm to Lim. Alex Stone, ABC News.
She intentionally kicked her with a skate, cut her calf open. They both trained in Los Angeles. By the way, in that competition where she cut the Korean skater, the Korean finished one place above Mariah Bell. Huh? Bullies never win, my friends. Moral of the story. Do you have VHS tapes at home? Well, if you have VHS tapes at home, some of them can be worth a tremendous amount of money. For example, if you have the Fox and the Hound Walt Disney classic, the one that's in the plastic box, that one right now can sell for over $2,000 if you have the Black Diamond Edition. These are Disney films. There is the Godfather box set, Godfather, Godfather Part 2, Godfather Part 3. It was sold in a box set in the 90s. That's worth $300. There's a crazy movie that no one's ever heard of called The Legend of Hillbilly John. The Legend of Hillbilly John will go for, let me see here. The Legend of Hillbilly John will sell for $2,000. It's a movie about what I could only imagine, a hillbilly named John and his legendary escapades.
Basically, in the Appalachian Mountains, that's what it is.
Hillbilly John. The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Walt Disney Masterpiece Edition. They're looking for the Spanish overdub. If you happen to have that, you are going to be $1,000 richer. The WrestleMania series, WrestleMania 3, Unwrapped, $450. We're talking about VHS tapes. E.T., the original E.T. in its little cardboard case on eBay is going for $230 on VHS. And of course, the Little Mermaid Black Diamond Edition, $1,000. $1,000. What is going on? Did you throw out all your VHS tapes? Don't do it. If you own a version of Let It Be on VHS, it's produced by United Artists. It's the Beatles, the intimate experience on film, the movie Let It Be. It's a documentary on the Beatles. You could get $100 for it, gently used. That's VHS making money. And of the number one Black Diamond Edition seller is the Beauty and the Beast Walt Disney Diamond Edition cartoon. Sells for $5,000. $5,000 if it's wrapped and never been opened. By the way, if it's wrapped and never been opened, what are you making investments in Walt Disney movies? Who does that? But maybe you're a collector. Maybe you recently came into someone's collection and you said, hey, look at all this stuff. You get big money for that. Big, big money, my friends. It's all about making money. Hey, more stories out of this Boeing 737 investigation. We're finding out more stuff about this software.
Airlines can buy safety add-ons like when you buy a car, choosing if you need lane departure assist or a blind spot warning light. Is the car safe to drive without those options? Yeah. Can they assist? Sure. Same in a plane. For airlines, the options can show pilots what the sensors on the outside of the plane are showing, and they can buy to have a light in the cockpit to show if the two sensors don't agree with each other. That disagree light will be standard when Boeing updates its software.
Yeah, I don't care either. I'm sorry I wasted your time with that. Hey, look at this. I mean, really, what? Remember the Super Bowl commercials? You had Miller Coors, Bud Light, all those commercials about the corn syrup. Well, I hope you had fun. It turns out there is a multi-million dollar lawsuit going on right now in federal court. It's the Battle of the Beers, and Miller Coors is filing suit against Bud Light over its Super Bowl ad. ABC's Mark Remillard has the story. Very busy news day.
That's not ours. We don't brew Bud Light with corn syrup.
In the lawsuit, Miller Coors says they were singled out by Anheuser-Busch for using corn syrup in their beers.
Brewers of Miller Light, we received your corn syrup by mistake.
Miller Coors says corn syrup is a common fermentation aid used by many brewers. The suit also says the ad intended to mislead the public, as there's a difference between corn syrup and the high fructose corn syrup often found in sugary drinks. In a statement, Anheuser-Busch called the lawsuit baseless and says the ad points out a key difference between Bud Light and Miller Coors. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
That's the standard boilerplate response to any lawsuit, is to say it's baseless. You'd be a horrible attorney if you made the comment of, he's got a point there. Got us. Hook, line, and sinker. Guilty! Hey, remember that idiot that was making bombs, the Trump-mobile, and selling bombs? What selling? He was sending bombs to Democrats under the he's a big fan of President Trump. He was a Florida guy. His name's Cesar Savic, and he has pled guilty to 65 federal counts related to making homemade bombs. Here is Aaron Katursky from ABC News.
Cesar Sayoc pleaded guilty to 65 federal counts related to the spate of homemade bombs mailed last year to Hillary Clinton, Robert De Niro, and others. The number of charges he faced more than doubled just prior to the plea hearing. Sayoc faces up to life in prison when he's sentenced in September. Sayoc had been living in a white van plastered with stickers indicating his support for President Trump and disdain for liberals when he was arrested in Florida. Federal prosecutors here said he sent 16 devices to two former presidents, sitting members of Congress, and the billionaire activist George Soros, among others. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Well, the big thing with Trump is he went to a tank plant in Ohio, made comments about John McCain, and Lana Zak has a story with ABC News in Washington, how Meghan McCain, the daughter of John McCain, on The View, is fighting back.
The ongoing fight with President Trump has been, quote, emotionally exhausting for the family of the late Senator John McCain. And one of the most private of the McCain children, Bridget, felt inclined to speak for the first time ever. Her older sister, Meghan, reading Bridget's words on The View.
Mr. Trump, everyone doesn't have to agree with my dad or like him, but I do ask that you be decent and respectful. If you can't do those two things, be mindful. We only said goodbye to him almost 7 months ago. Even if you were invited to my dad's funeral, you would have only wanted to be there for the credit and not for the condolences. Unfortunately, you could not be counted on to be courteous, as you are a child in the most important role the world knows.
On Wednesday, President Trump, unprompted, said this.
I gave him the kind of funeral that he wanted, which as president, I had to approve. I don't care about this. I didn't get thank you. That's okay.
But Meghan asked that people turn the toxicity into something positive and encourage support for veterans groups. Lana Zak, ABC News, Washington.
There it is. Everything you wanted to know. Jimmy Carter is in the record books for something that, you know, I'm not sure anyone ever thought he would be in the record books for. Jimmy Carter, former president. Well, turns out he has a new distinction. Lana Zak, still covering ABC News in Washington.
With 94 years and 172 days under his belt, Jimmy Carter officially becomes the longest living person to ever serve as president of the United States. In his memoir, The Virtues of Aging, Carter wrote about a purpose-driven life after leaving the Oval Office. And since then, he has written numerous books, built homes through Habitat for Humanity, and conquered global health issues through the Carter Center. The previous record holder was President George H.W. Bush. Lana Zak, ABC News, Washington.
Well, I don't know if you've been following this, but the cast of Empire is a little upset because one of their friends, one of the people they trusted, Jussie Smollett, is a liar, allegedly. And he is in trouble, of course, under all these different counts for lying, the hoax, the fake hate attack. Well, it turns out the show is actually bombing. The it's horrible. Their numbers week to week have gotten worse. The reruns are, no one's watching it. It looks like the show possibly will be canceled because of Jussie Smollett. Alex Perez had this to say.
As Jussie Smollett's character sang his heart out on Empire, co-creator Lee Daniels says he and Smollett's castmates are on a roller coaster of emotions.
Me and my cast have experienced pain and anger.
Producers have already said Smollett has been cut out of the final two episodes of the season. He's due back in court April 17th.
Well, there he goes. He's out, but the show is still suffering and everyone's upset. There's a woman in Massachusetts who's suing a fertility clinic. ABC's Sherry Preston has the story. This woman is accusing the hospital, not Sherry Preston, but this woman who's suing a Massachusetts fertility clinic is accusing the hospital of not telling her about an embryo it had kept for more than a decade.
Marissa Cloutier-Bristol says she was shocked when she got a letter from Women and Infants Hospital in Providence, Rhode Island, telling her it had been storing one of her frozen embryos since 2006.
I felt like I was now grieving a child that I didn't even know existed.
She and her husband had always wanted a brother or sister for their son, and after trying for 3 years following IVF, her husband died suddenly in his sleep.
It's grieving my husband all over again, and it's grieving a child that I had a chance of having.
The hospital wants $500 to keep storing the embryo, but says because her husband no longer has a say, she is barred from making any decisions about it. Bristol, who since remarried, is suing. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Wow. What is the 13 years, and then her husband's dead, she's remarrying. What do you think the new husband thinks about that? Oh, that wasn't part of the deal there, babe. You're going to save that embryo for 13 years? And anyway, she went on to say this about her embryo.
There was a chance. There was a chance that I could have had another child, and they completely robbed me of that chance.
The chance that embryo could have won a Heisman Trophy, too. You could sue for that. You never know. Here we go. Hurricane names are being retired. No more names, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA. Can you believe that that's an actual, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration? The woman's name is Daria Albinger. Here's what she has to say from ABC.
We'll never have another Hurricane Florence or Hurricane Michael again. NOAA's retired the names. That's what it does when a storm becomes so destructive, recycling it would be insensitive. Florence caused at least 51 deaths last September with record flooding across the Carolinas and Virginia. Michael tore a deadly path from the Florida Panhandle to Virginia, taking at least 45 lives. The names Francine and Milton will take their place, starting with the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I would like to sue the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration because I'll never be able to name a hurricane again.
And there's never been a hurricane named Phil either.
That's true. There's a lot of reasons for that, Phil. What just happened earlier is one of them. Hey, ISIS, James Longman from ABC has this story.
For every ISIS fighter, there will be at least one wife and at least one child. These people believe in marrying more than one woman, and they believe in having more than one child. And the women and children don't come out until their husbands are either dead or captured. And if there are 1,000, let's say there are 1,000 ISIS fighters left, you can triple that number for the number of people who are inside.
So we're basically saying that we're going to kill all of them? Is that what the argument is? That we should just murder all the families? I don't know what we're trying to say there. So basically, even though we kill all the fighters, you still have wives and children of ISIS guys that are probably going to grow up to be terrorists. I don't know if that is supposed to make us feel better, but it certainly doesn't. So thank you for filing that story. Hey, Bernie Sanders is on a roll. Striking University of California workers got a visit from the Democratic hopeful, and here's what happened.
Bernie Sanders brought his message of income inequality to Westwood Wednesday, standing in solidarity with striking UC workers, 40,000 across the state. They're asking the UC system to halt contracts with private companies, overtime pay after 8 hours like other state employees, a path to full-time career positions, and no cuts to benefits. Sanders said the UC system should be a model employer, but is acting more like a corporate one.
Bernie Sanders also announced that his political workers on the campaign will all be unionized. Isn't that something? God bless Bernie Sanders. We're going to be back tomorrow. Same show. Well, different show, but same time, same characters. It's Bowerly. It's Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia.